This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for joining. You're listening to Maximize Your Life on Freedom 95. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. Or you can always go online to schedule an appointment. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Schedule an appointment. Initial exam and consultation is just $25. See what's going on, how you can help you. Today, we are following suit. We are in a three-part series, and it's about symptoms. We are talking about six symptoms you have right now that you shouldn't ignore. So if you want to check out last week, we have podcasts. It's Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. It's on the podcast. You can also check out the website, freedom95.us. It's under the podcast link as well. So last week, we talked about migraine headaches, warning signs, numbness and tingling as a warning sign, what it means, how you can naturally help, and why you shouldn't ignore it. Today, we are talking about gut health as well as oral health. So the top and the bottom. This is 2 weeks in a row. I've laughed at my own jokes. We're talking about oral health, mouth, and gut health. If you can't laugh at yourself, who can you laugh at? And then next week, we're going to talk more about anxiety as well as arthritis and stiff joints. So it's one that you definitely, if you experience any of these, if you know anyone who experiences these, I mean, I talk so oftentimes, symptoms are our body's warning sign. It's our body's check engine light. You're in your car and you never say, hey, the check engine light, honey, like, oh, I know exactly what to do. I'm just going to put a piece of duct tape on it and keep driving. Because inevitably, your car is going to break down. And unfortunately, it's so often what we do with symptoms when it comes to health. It's so easy to mask them. And I also feel like it's easily dismissed because so many of these migraines, numbness and tingling, arthritis, stiff joints, gut pain, bleeding gums, it's really, really common. And so we take that commonality and we make it normal. And just because it's common doesn't mean it's normal. Common is not normal. So then we've got to figure out how to navigate it. Because so oftentimes people have these symptoms. And it's like, how do you navigate through? Who do you talk to? Especially if you say, hey, this isn't something that I want a medication for. And I will always say, does medicine have a time and a place? Absolutely. There is absolutely a time and a place for medicine. But when you're seeing these things, there's a pill for every ill. And as opposed to just jumping on a medication, what if we could get down to what's causing the problem? If we have a symptom, but longer, they don't go away as easily. You know, so it's just looking at, hey, how do we navigate? And that's, you know, that's honestly what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. It was so cool. We had a student intern who came in the other day and observed the office. And he literally texted afterwards and said, wow. Talk about wow. And so we messaged back with kind of a, you know, question mark, like, what's wow? And he said, I can't believe the energy, how excited every person is there, like whether it be the team member, whether it be a patient, you know, sat down and talked to a good handful of patients. And he said how much they love just the idea of being healthy and staying healthy and just how important that is. You know, it was so interesting. I was reading something the other day and it talked about just in terms of health. And it said, if you quit now, you'll end up right back where you first began. And when you first began, you were desperate to be where you are now. Right now, keep going. How amazing. If you quit right now, you'll end up right back where you first began. And where you first began, you are desperate to be where you're at right now. Keep going. I loved that. I absolutely loved that. Like, I just want that on the wall. You know, because so oftentimes we forget how we progress and, you know, it's just so amazing. And that's the wow factor. The wow factor is when people come in, they feel terrible typically. And it's like, great, let's get to the cause of the problem, correct the cause, so you get to feel the way you deserve, which is great. So before we get into gut health and oral health, we're going to talk about some news.
Dr. Leanne's health news.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health news now. One of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
Interesting. Goes along with what we're talking about today for gut health, with health in the news. Your heartburn drug may be giving you allergies, study suggests. It goes to talk about when heartburn or ulcer pain strikes, drugs can target stomach acid to calm bellies and offer relief. But a new study suggests the medication may come with a hive-inducing side effect, allergies. So after analyzing health insurance data from more than 8 million people in Austria, researchers found that prescriptions of anti-allergy medication surged in those who were prescribed stomach acid inhibitors. So, Prilosec, Omeprazole, a class of drugs that includes proton pump inhibitors and H2 blockers. The findings that were published just last week in the Medical Journal of Nature Communications suggests that disrupting the stomach's delicate balance of stomach acid and enzymes may cause our immune system to go haywire, triggering allergies that didn't previously exist. We need to have general awareness that the stomach has an important digestive function, and it has a kind of sterilizing function, says a doctor who is study's lead author and professor at the Medical University of Vienna. He said, "What we get in terms of food and bacteria is actually denatured and degraded in normal stomach function. When you take an antacid, this function is impaired and we have a wide open window and many things enter the intestines that are not good. It's not totally understood how the medications contribute to allergies." Side note, we'll talk about that in a minute because I do. "But one explanation may be that reduced stomach acid allows undigested food to sneak out of our stomachs. Our immune systems, in turn, can see these foods as a threat. Food allergens are large proteins, and they're part of large complexes, and we know that when anything we eat hits the stomach, it gets degraded. If you do not have any acid, and you can imagine you've got these big chunks of protein that might get through a leaky gut wall," this is what we're going to talk about, "if you're showing your immune system these proteins that you can't usually see, then you're at a higher risk of potentially developing an immune response against them. Gastric acid inhibitors may also induce an allergic bias towards patients with seasonal troublemakers like grass, pollen." Now, here's something that's kind of interesting. They talked about luxury mice, quote unquote, luxury mice offered first clues. So they said, while there's a lot of work still to do in the future to understand the link between acid-targeting drugs and allergies, there's been studied connection for years. One of the authors said she first got a lead around 2 decades ago. 20 years ago. A middle-aged man who started wheezing after eating caviar for the second time with swelling in his mouth and throat as his blood pressure dropped. The case was striking because allergies to caviar, the small pearly black fish eggs that cost regularly more than $100 per ounce, the allergies to that are thought to be incredibly rare. So scientists have identified only a handful of cases to date of people who actually have caviar allergy. They said it was an interesting case because we, or at least some people, still know exactly when we eat caviar. Right? It's not simple, like, oh, we snuck caviar in there. Like, no, we know when we eat caviar. So the patient knew when he ate caviar. For the first 7 years before that, he had no allergic reactions. He ate it twice, and he knew in both instances he was on an acid medication. And that's when he started to see it. So they were like, said, this is a model case. So what they did is they took mice, and this is why they called them the luxury mice, because what they did is they fed them both caviar and acid medication. And what they found through this study is that these mice then created allergies. Those mice too developed allergies. So they said the recent studies can't be neglected by the community. So allergies are on the rise. Food allergies are on the rise. And it's all of these things where it's like, when would you ever think that your antacid medication might be causing a food allergy? And food allergies, we looked at like leaky gut. Not only that, those antacid medications, long before, and we've talked about this for years now, have been linked to increased risk of stroke, kidney failure, and early death. Oh my goodness. But we just think it's like, it's so easy because you can go to any store and you can get hundreds of thousands of them and it doesn't matter. Like there's no regulation on how many over the counter or how long that you take them. You can take them for years. But guys, there's a reason why our stomach produces acid. Should the acid gurgle up into your esophagus? No. Why is it doing it? It's a good question. Are you producing an over amount of acid? Is it what you're eating? Is it because your digestive system isn't properly balanced? Why do you have acid reflux? It's actually not what we're talking about today. We're talking about gut health. But that being said, there's still natural remedies to go through and about that. And it's just your body's warning sign. It's just your body's warning sign. So what you do is you stop the acid production in the stomach. Well, that's how you break it down. So when you have these really large food particles, what it does is it starts damaging the intestinal walls, and these large particles start to get through. It breaks the tight gap junction in your intestines. And so all of a sudden, your body sees these food as foreign invaders. So it's like, we need to attack it. Well, I've never seen a particle this big. That's not supposed to be in here. Attack it, right? And so it starts attacking these foods. The problem is oftentimes when you start to see a food allergy, right, our body starts attacking food and food and food and food, and we see more of these food allergies. We have a lot of these digestive issues. We ignore them. We mask them. And all of a sudden what we see is that's almost the start. Oftentimes when you see food allergies, it very well can be the start of what can now move into an autoimmune disease, because the body's like, attack that food, attack this, attack that. It's like, we'll just attack everything. When your body starts attacking itself, that's what an autoimmune disease is. Crazy. You know what it started with? Just a simple acid reflux medication. Okay, gut stuff. We'll talk about it next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. For more information and to schedule an appointment, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Do what it takes, whatever it takes.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can always check out my Facebook page. It is facebook.com/DocLeanne, DocLeanne, or Dr. Leanne Schluter, Schluter, Schluter. There's a reason why I go by Dr. Leanne in the office. Now, today we are talking about common symptoms. Common symptoms you likely have right now that you should not ignore. More importantly, how we're going to go about making sure that we address them. Again, I just see it so often, unfortunately. Like, we are really good at masking symptoms. We're so busy with life. We don't have time to be able to like slow down and, I don't know, take care of our health. And what I see often is because when it's not debilitating, like imagine you have like a little bit of gastrointestinal upset. Not a big deal. You'll find a bathroom. Now imagine like when you're really sick and you have just terrible, terrible diarrhea. You're like, I'm not going to leave home. You're like, now this is a problem. It's affecting my life. Or, you know, I see this a lot. Yeah, I've had just this mild back pain for a really long time. You know, but for the average person, when they've come in, I have had grown men crawl into my office, hysteric in tears because of pain. And I'm like, how long has this been going on for? Well, it's not been this bad. So this just happened? Well, no, I've had lower back pain on and off for the last 20 years. Well, why didn't you do something in the last 20 years? Well, you know, because it wasn't that big of a deal. I could still get through it. You know, like I would just modify my workouts. I'd be like achy when I woke up. It's not that big of a deal. And I'm like, hi, you ignored a symptom for 20 years. What do you think was happening? I've had digestive issues. I've had migraines for numbness and tingling, right? Like for years. Like why? Is it because you don't think it's important? Is it because you can't find a practitioner to help you navigate through without putting you on medications? Like, that's what we do. Greenwood Family Chiropractic. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter. Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or you can always go online, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultations, $25. Navigate through. Find a solution. Find the cause. Let us help you. I am honored always to be alongside people's health journey. Like, let me be part of it. Allow us to come in and see what's going on so it doesn't have to culminate into something bigger that is life-altering. Now, when we talk about gut, I say gut only because there's a lot of different things that come with gut. Gut can be constipation. Gut can be diarrhea. If it's both, that's what IBS is considered, right? Mix between constipation and diarrhea. Bloating, gas. Those are all just signs your body's like, hey, something's not right down here. Something's going on. Leaky gut, that's another one that I kind of forgot to throw in there. Leaky gut, we just talked a little bit about, if you're just tuning in, we talked a bit about how antacids are now, they believe are causing leaky gut, which are leading to food allergies. So people are eating these foods and having massive allergic reactions because of the antacid that damaged their stomach lining, allowing bigger proteins to come through. Now, I guess if we're going to be on that path, let's talk about when we're talking about constipation, diarrhea, there actually are specific tests that you can do. We have some of them in the office that help you navigate a little bit more directly what's happening. Is this bacteria overgrowth? Is this leaky gut? Is it yeast or candida overgrowth? I will tell you that when I often do these tests on patients, what we find is not necessarily that there's this massive need for more probiotics. Okay, so I don't love probiotics, and let me tell you why. But I don't love encapsulated probiotics. Let's kind of shun of thousands of microbiota that's in the gut that we don't even know exist yet. But what we do know exists, we say, hey, we've got these, you know, 15, 20 most common strands of probiotics, and this is what you need for your gut to be healthy. So what we do is we put it in there, right? We find this probiotic that we love, and so we start taking it. We take it and we're done with that bottle and we buy some more. We're done with that bottle and we buy some more. We're done with that bottle and we buy some more. Maybe we just switch it up after a couple of years and we try a different one. And what we're doing is we're putting the same strand of probiotic daily into our system, and that would never really happen naturally occurring in nature. So what we do is then we start fueling for like L. acidophilus. It's a really shelf-stable one. And so it's oftentimes added into, you know, anything that you have. I can tell you it's probably in almost every single one of anything that says added probiotics. And so what we do is we take that for years. So what I'm seeing now more with testing is that when we have all of these gastrointestinal problems, the first thing that we do is throw a probiotic at it. But then I see all these people who said, I took a probiotic and I didn't have a bowel movement for days. And what happens is you start over and over inoculation. So can you take a good thing and make it bad? Yeah, absolutely. So we see this massive over-inoculation of good bacteria, quote-unquote good bacteria. And then two, on top of that, what it's doing is it's feeding the bad bacteria. And so I don't love probiotics. I like, you know, I personally will drink, and I have to be, you have to be very conscious about like kombucha, right? Because it, oftentimes it's really, really high in added sugar. If you've ever fermented your own kombucha, I will tell you that it tastes very, very different than the stuff that you get at the stores because they add in a whole bunch of stuff. So you're looking at a kombucha, which might be 2 servings, and there's 8 grams. That's 16 grams of sugar. Okay, if you have bacteria overgrowth, that thrives on sugar. So you're feeding it sugar, which is thriving it, but you're like, oh, I want to do good things by taking, right? So it's kind of counterintuitive. So you just have to be really cognizant and conscious of the sugar that's in there. If it tastes really good, there is a good likelihood there's a lot of extra added sugar. Or like krauts. I don't love kraut, but I have a big container of it in my fridge and I'll take bites, you know, a couple times a week because it's naturally occurring. I love that. I love the naturally occurring bacteria because you know what I don't know? I don't know what different strands of probiotics are in there. I have no idea and I love that I don't know, right? And so when you're looking at that, that's a whole lot different with that naturally occurring ones. And then two, it's not forcing this massive over-inoculation on a daily basis. Right. That being said, after antibiotics, it's a little bit different of a story. I am more of a proponent there, but we're just talking about gut health overall today. So when you're looking at gut health, oftentimes my first step, if we don't know what's going on, we'll start looking at bacteria overgrowth. And so one of the things that I recommend in the office, and you can stop by the office and pick it up. You can go to our website and buy it at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. It's called Max GI. So when we look at Max GI, what does Max GI mean? And I'll tell you again, I am really super biased about the supplements that we have in the office. Our supplements are manufactured in the United States. They are GMP certified, FDA registered, and NSF certified. Our supplements are gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free. They are free of, are you ready for this? Free of GMOs. Sugar, salt, dairy, peanuts, tree nuts, fish, shellfish, yeast, wheat, gluten, soy, preservatives, titanium dioxide, artificial colors, and flavors. Free of all of those. I'm biased. Plus to it, like I said, I do a lot of, we'll do some testing in the office and you can actually see like, hey, you have bacteria. Hi, take this. Oh, look, you killed the bacteria. Weird. So one of the things that I really, if you have diarrhea, constipation, bloating, extra gas, especially too, like if you're really gassy and if your toots smell like rotten eggs, that's typically a sign of bacteria overgrowth. So the first thing I tell people to do is you've got to kind of remove the common irritants, the common gut irritants. So for the sake of ease, the first things that you can really cut out are wheat, gluten, and dairy. So we know from a perspective of wheat gluten increases an enzyme in your body called zonulin. Zonulin actually goes through and in your intestines, you have these really perfectly slotted, they're called tight gap junctions. So basically, you've got this gradient that allows for enzymes, foods, nutritions to get in and out of the intestines, and they're at the perfect size. But what happens is zonulin actually breaks them open bigger. And this is what they're finding with the antacids is that they're breaking those open bigger so bigger proteins are allowed to get in and it creates leaky gut. So when you're looking at taking out those common irritants, wheat, gluten, and dairy, I feel are the most common sensitivities that I see in the average person. So you can test, go through all these things or cut those out, give it set like 4 to 6 weeks and see how you feel. It's called, you know, you can go through the elimination diet. Which is a little bit more intense than just cutting out wheat and gluten. But I'm telling you, if you're having digestive problems, cut those out. Another one, too, is you have to look at excessive sugars. Excessive sugars are going to feed that bacteria. And when you're feeding that bacteria, bacteria loves a couple things. It loves dark, moist place. Guess what your intestines are? A dark, moist place. And so anytime you can stop feeding it, you've got to starve it. Starve it. And guess what? As you start starving it, guess what your body's going to crave? Sugar. Because you're like, I'm so hungry for sugar. I want sugar. These little bacteria in your gut are like, feed me, right? And so don't do it. Don't do it. While you do that, I oftentimes encourage people to do two other things. Well, a couple other things. One is that if you have an overgrowth of bacteria, what most people don't realize is that overgrowth of bacteria creates a deficiency in B vitamins. It doesn't allow for your body to absorb B vitamins properly. So when you're looking, oftentimes when you have that, patients need to supplement with a methylated B complex. If you don't know about methylation, you can go back to last week because we talked a little bit more about methylation. It's basically the difference between synthetic and naturally occurring. If it's methylated, it's naturally occurring. So what you want to look at your B complex is you want to make sure it's folate, not folic acid. You want to make sure it's methylcobalamin, not cyanocobalamin for B12. Cyanocobalamin actually has a cobalamin with a cyanide molecule on it. So synthetic, cyanide. But they said, don't worry. Cyanide's only harmful in large amounts. If you take small amounts, no big deal. Get out of here. So making sure if you have gut-related issues, it is so crucial for you to be on a methylated B complex. Second one that I really like is sipping on bone broth. What most people don't realize, I prefer making my own bone broth. There are different websites that you can go to. US Wellness Meats is the one more recently that I've been going through. But bone marrow broth is really important because it has a couple different, it has type 2 collagen fibers and gelatin, which are two great components of healing and sealing that gut lining. So when you have those big open junctions, it helps kind of coat and seal the gut to stop more with that leaky gut and heal that process. The most important though is this Max GI. So let me tell you a little bit more about the Max GI. So it has a couple different components in it. It has lysosomes. The lysosomes that we have in there are a naturally occurring enzyme that is able to break down the bacteria of cell walls. So it helps break down that bacteria. Now, once you break down that bacteria, we have clove oil, oregano oil, and thyme oil. And it's essential oil powder. So then that way it's not diluted from the stomach. It allows to get to the actual small intestine. What's really interesting, I was going through some research about clove, thyme. And so the one active component that they have is known as carvacrol, also known as CV. And so carvacrol is the active component that's found in the essential oils of oregano, thyme, a couple different other ones. When they look, they found that carvacrol has antimicrobial activity and it's higher than any other volatile compound present in essential oils. And so what it allows to do a little bit more so is it helps break down that bacterial wall. So again, when you're looking at the Max GI, it has more of those essential oils that allows for it to reach the intestine and break down that bacteria wall. Because again, remember, a lot of the times what that problem is not a lack of probiotics, but it's bacteria overgrowth. So it's bad bacteria. So what they're finding is that carvacrol has antiviral properties, have been shown to be effective in inactivating non-enveloped viruses. Gastroenteritis with 1 hour of exposure of oregano oil acts as direct viral and it breaks down the RNA of that virus. How cool. Again, they went through and showed studies of the antimicrobial effect, antifungal effect for staph infections, E. coli, Candida albicans, which is like yeast Candida overgrowth. There are also one that's really important is there are enzymes through here. Now, when you look at digestive enzymes, so it has an enzymatic blend. When you're looking at the enzymatic blend, it's important to know what kind of enzymes are through there. So brush border enzymes play a critical role in the final step of digestion of carbs and protein. So intestinal disorders and bacteria overgrowth can actually damage the brush borders and decrease the effectiveness of digestive enzymes, right? And so it's not what we take, it's how we use it. So this causes symptoms like gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation, abdominal pain. So a supplement plan designed to heal the lining of the gut along with enzymes can actually facilitate proper digestion and healing of those borders. So again, Max GI, You can either come into the office to get it, or you can always go to our website, which is just greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com, the shop. The Max GI is what we're looking at. So it's really important to be able to address those underlying bacteria. If there's yeast or candida, helps heal with the process of leaky guts, and it facilitates more with the ability for enzymes within a supplement to break down and be utilized. Now, when we come back, have you ever thought that that stinky breath and bleeding gums may be a vitamin deficiency? Could be.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Videos, tips, deals, and more. Find Greenwood Family Chiropractic on Instagram. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Wonder what that symptom means. There likely could be an underlying cause. That's what we talk about. Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you could check out our Facebook page. Facebook, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Pretty simple. Now, we are in the midst of a three-part series talking about six symptoms that if you have, you should not ignore. We just finished talking up about gut health and what you can do. And now we're going to talk about oral health, mouth. We talk about gum disease, gingivitis, bad breath. Oftentimes it's caused from bacteria. You know, what's interesting is it's kind of like everything, right? Like your gut is trying to tell you something. Your mouth is trying to tell you something. And again, this is just like an easy one to kind of not talk about, to mask. Like, whoever talks about oral health besides your dentist, obviously, who you should be going to see. Now, this is really interesting because when I was going through school, college, you know, and you're like, hi, you're an adult, but like, you're really not an adult. You're like, medium. You're an adult, but like, I was an adult, but not adult enough to like, I don't know, go to the dentist. And then through grad school, I didn't either. And I remember going the first time and they're like, oh, wow, everything's so great. And so it like gave me an excuse to not go for the next 5 years because I was like, it was 5 years before, once every 5 years. Like, who says I have to go every? Anyways, you know what's so interesting too is like, anyways, I won't go there. And my dentist, I have a biological dentist. I've had her on the show before. So she does things really natural. And she said, for how well you eat and take care of yourself, your gums are terrible. And I was like, thanks. That's awesome. Like, is it not normal that when I brush my teeth, my gums bleed? Is it not normal that when I floss, there's like this massive puddle of blood? And she's like, no. No, it's not. So she said, if this was conventional, I would give you an antibiotic because you have infected pockets in your gum. And I'm like, gross, really? She said, yes. So we started doing things more naturally. You know, the time when I first started back, I still was kind of transitioning into like more of the true incorporating all of the healthy parts of my lifestyle. But the problem is when you're looking at the bacteria that affects the gums and causes gingivitis, it can also travel to the blood vessels in the body and they can cause blood vessel inflammation and damage. Tiny blood clots, heart attacks, strokes may follow. So again, often the main treatment has been antibiotics, but antibiotic treatment has not been proven effective at reducing cardiovascular risk. So then really when we take the antibiotics, what it does is it damages the intestinal lining. It kills all the bacteria. It changes the microbiome, the gut microbiota that's in there. And so you have to go through all of that process. So it's like, is there a different way? If you've got that, then yeah. So oftentimes when you see gingivitis, it's a sign that there's underlying damage that's going on as well and inflammation. One thing that's really interesting when you're talking about gingivitis is that gingival overgrowth, which is the overgrowth of bacteria, oftentimes can be associated with a decrease in a vitamin and a deficiency in a vitamin. And that vitamin is vitamin C. Good old vitamin C. Now, when you look, you know, ultimately our goal is to see, can we get sources of vitamin C from our nutrition? The most bioavailable source of nutrients is going to be through your food. Get it through your food. What are some foods? Obviously, vitamin C, we know citrus, fruits, tomatoes, tomato juice. So when you look at red peppers actually have more vitamin C than oranges and orange juice do. And again, when I say orange juice, I'm not talking about the orange juice that was squeezed days before. I'm talking about get an orange, cut it in half, get one of those little hand things, like make your own orange juice. Grapefruit juice, kiwi, green peppers, broccoli, strawberries, Brussels sprouts, grapefruit, tomatoes, cantaloupe, cabbage, cauliflower, spinach, green peas. Imagine if you had a plate of all of these, those things. Imagine how like beautiful and colorful and vibrant that is. Eat real foods. I was talking to someone who is going in for a procedure here in a couple of days, a patient, and I said, make sure you get a lot of live enzymes. And she kind of looked at me and she said, live enzymes? I'm like, eat food that dies. Eat food that goes bad. Eat food that in a week you can't eat because it's shriveled and gross and rotten. But you never get to that point because you eat it. Okay? Eat food that dies. It's living food. So a vitamin C deficiency oftentimes. So when you're looking at, and what's really interesting looking back on it now is when I started to supplement more with vitamin C, I started to see a decrease. My gums didn't bleed anymore. And it was one, because it supports the immune system. If you have a bacteria, like a bacteria, that's not a virus, but a bacteria pocket that's in that gum, that's why they want to do antibiotics. So what can we do naturally to support the immune system to help kill that off normally? And vitamin C is one of them. It's a huge support for your immune system. Now, vitamin C, again, not all vitamin C. So say you can't get as much vitamin C in there that you need. I don't love vitamin C's that are just ascorbic acid. Reason being is because research is now finding that in order, the uptake of ascorbic acid alone is not necessarily as beneficial as when you look at multiple sources of vitamin C. So we have a product called Ultra Potency. It's through Metagenics. Most people have heard about it. It's a really large known company. And what they're finding is that through research, it suggests that vitamin C in the form of ultra potency may result in an improved uptake of the vitamin by white blood cells when compared to regular ascorbic acid alone. I had a patient, she's actually a friend, and she ran out of our vitamin C. So she's like, I'm just going to grab whatever else. I don't need yours. And so she did. And she went through a different practitioner and was doing functional medicine testing and did a follow-up. And she was like, what happened? She's like, well, I started taking a different type of C. And she said, no, absolutely. Go back to your other kind. I was like, yay. The ultra potency has calcium ascorbate, niacinamide ascorbate, sodium ascorbate. It has citrus bioflavonoid complex. It does have some ascorbic acid, potassium ascorbate. So there's a lot of different forms of vitamin C. So it makes the bioavailability of that even more. So I really do love that component of the ultra potent C. So again, you can't get that on our website. You can get that in our office though. Two others that I think are really important that have been incredibly helpful. One is that you can do coconut oil pulling. What you do is you take a couple tablespoons of coconut oil and you put it in your mouth and you let it melt. And you can also do this with sesame seed oil too. But I just have a massive amount of coconut oil, so this is just easy for me. So I swish around the 1 to 2 tablespoons of coconut oil for about 10 to 20 minutes. What I like to do, because 10 to 20 minutes seems like a really long time when you're just standing there, it's not when you're in the shower. So what I do is I'll actually put it in before I get in the shower, and then it makes my shower shorter. But then two, once I get out, when I'm all through, I actually spit it in the toilet You spit in the toilet because there's bacteria that's pulled in between the gums. Coconut oil has a natural antimicrobial effect. So what they're finding is that even from, it was the Department of Pediatric Dentistry, oil pulling can significantly reduce microorganisms and plaque with plaque-induced gingivitis. They found with bad breath, the lauric acid actually helps break down the gingivitis. Also helps with streptococcus bacteria. So again, oil pulling is something great. 1 to 2 tablespoons, swiss around for 10 to 20 minutes. Start with 10. If you can't get up to 20, just start with 10. That's fine. And then what you want to do is make sure you spit it in the toilet. The other thing too that I've done that has been really effective is that I will put essential oil, clove essential oil. I'll put a drop on my toothbrush. And I found that you can do, and you can also find mouthwash that have clove oil in them. You know, think about when you have your wisdom teeth taken out. I've not had mine removed, but I know one of my really good friends, her son had some dental work done, I think. And, you know, they put clove in there. And so it's so funny how we unknowingly cigar our kids, because he walked into the office one day and we had some essential oils going, and he goes, "It smells like clove in here. I'm standing outside." We're like, scarred. He hates clove now. But that's why they put it in there. So for like dry socket, making sure it reduces the risk of infection, especially bacteria that sits within the saliva, that, you know, that clove is one of the more common ones that they use. So what I love is that I will put a drop of clove. You can have a little bit of water, put a couple drops of clove essential oils in there, mix it around kind of like a mouthwash. But again, just like we talked about clove and how it helps with bacteria overgrowth in the gut, it's really not a whole lot different when we talk about your mouth. So we've got all of that bacteria. And so it's like, great, instead of taking an antibiotic, which is not only going to kill the bacteria in your mouth, but it's also going to kill the bacteria everywhere. Guts, for women, your vagina, the reproductive tract, which is why oftentimes you'll see yeast infections that follow probiotics. I mean, yeast infections following antibiotics. So when you're looking at that big overall process, it's like, hey, there's a lot of other things that we could be doing in order to make sure. But again, you have to think, most of what's going to feed this bacteria alone, whether it be in your mouth, in your gut, it's going to be the excess consumption of sugar. So especially if you are someone who has blood sugar imbalances, diabetes, pre-diabetes, when you're looking at that excessive blood sugar, it's like, hey, who can we feed? Oh, even this, like you even look at excessive sugar when they do PET scans for cancer. They tell you you need to have a limited carbohydrate diet the day before you go through that PET scan. Why? Because they inject you with radioactive glucose, radioactive sugar, and wherever that lights up, they say, hey, here's where your cancer's at. Why? Because cancer loves sugar. Bacteria loves sugar. And so when we start taking rid of that sugar, that excessive sugar in the body's allowed more to heal. Simple, right? Just getting down to the root cause. Now, and this is something that we talk about often throughout the office. We do have our events on our website. So at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com, if you say, hey, I want to learn more about this, I want to get in and really see what's going on, you can go to our website, and under About Us, we have our upcoming events. So you can actually register online for those upcoming events. Also, too, we are active on Facebook. So you can actually go on our Facebook page and you can look through our events and you can register there, too. So there's always ways for you to get out, to get more into the community. But honestly, the first step might be just meeting one-on-one. Initial exam and consultation, if you let our team know you came from the radio, is just $25. Allows for us to get a little bit more in depth and detail on health, activity, what's going on, but inevitably how to figure out how to fight that. And that's the big component too, is when you're looking at bacteria overgrowth, you have to support the immune system. And one of the most important things you can do to support your immune system is making sure your central nervous system is functioning properly, because that's what controls your immune system. Your brainstem and spinal cord control your heart. Your brainstem and spinal cord control your lungs. Your brainstem and spinal cord control your intestines. Your brainstem and spinal cord are what control your immune system. And so what they're finding now is with chiropractic adjustment, it actually boosts your immune system anywhere up from 200 to 400% following an adjustment. And they actually confirmed that through blood work pre and post adjustment. They did sham adjustments to a similar group, and they did not see that immune system increase. And so when we say, hey, we can take all of these supplements, but if your body's not able to utilize those supplements because the nerves in your lower back that go out to your intestines aren't functioning properly, right, then you're only absorbing 70% of those nutrients, 70% of those vitamins. Well, you know what you feel? Some mild lower back pain, some hip pain when you wake up. Not a big deal. You move around a little bit, it goes away. There's damage underlying. You know, when you talk about the boost to the immune system, that's why so many times people come in and they say, you know what, I'm not really sure I necessarily want the chiropractic component. But that's the problem, is we're addressing all of these organ systems, and not one doctor that you've went to has gone through and addressed the underlying system that controls and utilizes all of those organ systems. And that's where you have to look at that central nervous first and foremost. The first thing that I need to do as a doctor of cause is look at the central nervous system. Why? Because that's the epicenter of how everything is function controlled, healed, and repaired. That's what you got to do. Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can schedule an appointment online at our website, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Now, two down, one to go. When we're talking about symptoms that you have right now that you shouldn't ignore, next week we're going to talk about arthritis, stiff joints, and anxiety. If you have them, what may be the cause, and how to help better navigate through that. Look forward to next week, but always remember that your power is on.